We've signed an agreement in December 2011 with the government to end this industrial action. And 9 months down the line, the government has not kept its side of the bargain. And we went on strike after even giving an extended strike notice to the government to give them an opportunity to come clean and come to the table and give us a clear implementation plan to the issues we agreed last year. And key among these issues is actually addressing the poor state of healthcare in our country. And we actually even came up with a report called the Msimi Task Force Report that basically addresses the issues of infrastructure, human resource issues, and issues of availing medication to the public. So this is the reason why you're on strike, and you're not even asking for any new demands like any salary increase. We're just asking the government to basically implement what we agreed upon last year.
Some have expressed concern that your continued strike basically imperils the healthcare delivery in the country, and that you should try to find a compromise with the government as you return to work. Why wouldn't you do that?
That would be the best option out, but how do you find a compromise with a government that does not want to speak to you? Since we issued the strike notice 21 days ago, no single government official has actually approached the union so that we can dialogue. Now this is the fifth day of a national aid strike for doctors, and the government is still mum. No word from the government, only intimidations and threatening our members. And through the intimidations and threatening our members is actually making people become hardened and not want to go back to work. And actually, it's the responsibility of the government of Kenya to offer health care to the population and to its citizens. It's not the responsibility of the doctors' union. But as a union, we have been willing to dialogue, and that's why we took more than 9 months and even gave an extended strike notice in the hope that the government will come to the table and we avert this strike.
So what solutions do you think the government can come up with that you will agree with in order to return to work to help Kenyans who are at the moment to help improve the healthcare delivery system in the country?
As I said earlier, this is the easiest strike that among the many industrial action taken by unions in Kenya to end, because this strike does not involve any kind of monetary commitment. It just involves, it will take goodwill from the government to come and own up that we actually signed an agreement that they do not, and they should abide by that agreement, and we can go easily back to work. Because one of the other issues that is coming out is the issues of the doctors who are working, offering service to the public without taking home a single cent. And what we're saying, that even in the 21st century, all over the world, is unacceptable. It's against human rights to compel someone to offer a free service without any pay. And that is one of the key issues that the government has to address. And we have actually even suggested options which are agreeable to both parties on how to end that stalemate, on how to address that issues of specialists who are in training, working without taking a single cent home.
Have you made any effort since your strike began to petition the government to act as a matter of haste, knowing the fact that you know the healthcare delivery system in Kenya and that ordinary Kenyans are being punished for this disagreement over the lack of implementation thereof that you spoke about?
We have made efforts to reach the government. Even today, earlier on, you're supposed to have met with the Minister for Health. But when he tried calling his number in the evening so that we can have the meeting and seek an amicable solution to this particular stalemate, his number was off. So the government is playing a cut, is taking a hardline position, and we are saying that it's actually a sorry state, a government that's supposed to provide health to citizens, and it's enshrined in our new constitution as a right. Then I think it comes out like a government which does not care about its people, because health, security, and education are key social pillars in our country, and should be given the necessary attention.